Justin Martyr, whose day we celebrate today, was one of that first generation of Christians after the witness of the apostles, fulfilling what Jesus says in today's gospel about those coming to faith through the words and witness of the apostles. He was also well connected within the Roman Empire. He was respected for his learning and his philosophy, and he was beheaded for his faith. Justin was of that first generation of pagan Christians who took seriously the mystery of the incarnation and the mystery of the resurrection, the mystery of the descent of the Holy Spirit. And all these together convinced him, as it still convinces us, that the presence of God is ubiquitous, to be found everywhere, to be found echoing in the past, and for Justin in the works of Plato and the past philosophers, echoing through the present and echoing towards a glorious future when God's kingdom will be fully revealed. He sees no place and no time as untouched by the mysteries of incarnation, resurrection, and unfolding of the Holy Spirit. Of course, their apex comes in Christ, their summary comes in Christ, the confidence, the proof, the reality comes in Christ. But that reality echoes into the past and echoes into the future, so that all things hold together coherently. And it was this coherence that Justin Martyr promoted in his writings and in his apologies for his faith to his Roman friends and to the emperor. And it was in his insistence that reason well applied would come to the conclusion of the truth of Christ. Reason well applied would of its own accord embrace faith. So where faith is absent, reason is wounded. And for Justin, this didn't just mean questions of faith. It meant questions, too, of our social contract, of our living together. And it should mean so much more for us in our living together as Christians. Justin was talking about the ability of Christians to live in the whole of society which was not Christian. With our advantage of many of us living in countries with a comfortably Christian majority, have a greater task, a greater responsibility towards this living of the gospel in the circumstances of our lives, in the circumstances of our political being. For Justin, in his apology, quotes and says, "For even one of the ancients somewhere said, unless both rulers and ruled philosophize, it is impossible to make states blessed." And he further goes on in this piece, "It is our task, therefore, to afford to all the opportunity of inspecting our life and teachings, lest on account of those who are accustomed to be ignorant to our affairs, we should incur the penalty due to them for mental blindness. And it is your business, when you hear us, to be found, as reason demands, good judges." There is for Justin a weight upon the Christian community, in its integrity of life, in the way that the Christian community echoes the incarnation, the resurrection, and the presence of the Holy Spirit to give witness to the integrity of the witness of Jesus, to give witness to the integrity of the guidance of the Holy Spirit, guiding us in a deeper understanding of our life, of our place in the world, and of our place in the universe, guiding us constantly to question our predispositions and our presuppositions, opening them to the light and the integrity of faith, so that we may constantly change towards the better from the good. And this is what the apostles wait for in the time before the coming of the Holy Spirit. This is what the apostles search for in their prayer together in the upper room. This is what they wait for as they undertake that first great novena of the Church. Yet the Spirit is already there. He is already there guiding them to that life of prayer, which would explode in the witness of the Spirit's presence, explode in such a way that all people could understand what they said, could understand their witness. And as we as Church undertake this current novena towards the Feast of Pentecost, let us too dedicate ourselves to the explosion of the Spirit, so that we may be examples of the integrity of God, holding all things together from the good to the better, starting with ourselves, those around us, and our own societies, bringing the blessedness of Christian philosophy, Christian reason, and the Christian conviction of the kingdom of God to all around us. Amen.